College basketball continues to heat up in the area. I think three teams right now that we follow fairly closely with the Colorado State Rams, UNC Bears, and the CU Buffs. Man, it's a good time. CSU cracks the top 25 for the first time since the 2014-15 season. Larry Eustace days, man, that was a hell of a roster then. That was right around the time I was starting to cover CSU a little bit more on the basketball side. So that was, but I remember that was a damn good team. For the first time since 2014-15, Colorado State men's basketball has entered the national rankings. They're sitting at number 23 in both the Associated Press and USA Today sports coaches poll. Pretty exciting for them. The Rams enter the poll finally getting in after that 10-0 record after beating Mississippi State at the that Basketball Hall of Fame Classic in Fort Worth. They went 66-63. David Roddy, who is my player of the week this week. Now, I've got two. I've done this twice now. It's a brand new segment, Angel. And Dalen Kuntz has been in there. But is one of your Bears going to get in my player of the week at some point?
If I have to make 40 Twitter accounts to vote for Dalen Kuntz every week, I will.
Well, and keep in mind, the votes are all just great suggestions. Ultimately, I got to make the decisions. But if there's an overwhelming vote, I'm not going to be it. I don't want to be. I like to be liked. I don't want to be attacked on Twitter. Lord knows I've been dealing with that enough lately. Well, Dalen Kuntz has been close. But I factor in, like, the games themselves, like the meaning of the game. So if you come in and you dominate in a big game, like Joker, if you want to put numbers to numbers, and it's the NBA, whatever, people will argue all day long. But I'm looking at the meaningfulness of the game and then the performance you had, especially when it counted the most. Who knows? So right now I'm saying start the week off. We started on a Monday. We go Monday through Sunday. That's how we do it. Joker's already in the running again. Joker's been a candidate every week. So it's been Isaiah Stevens and David Roddy. And I saw the Mountain West Conference acknowledge David Roddy as their player of the week, too. So you're welcome, guys. I'm helping you out. I'm trying to help. Roddy will be on the show tomorrow on his show, the David Roddy Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. So this Rams team is pretty special, though. Because I go back and I'm looking at just how good they were that year. The 2014-15 season. They won 27 games. They went 27-7. They got snubbed, though. They didn't get into the tournament. I remember in the Mountain West tournament, they won the first round and they lost to the number two seed in San Diego State, 43-56, and then they played in the NIT. And at that point, who cares? They lost 76-86 to South Dakota State. That was 27-7. Hell of a basketball team. I mean, I'm looking at the roster. J.J. Avalid, Stan Kidd, Daniel Bayerano, Gian Clavel. That was a stacked group. Pierce Horning was on that coaching staff, too. So I look at them compared to what we're seeing now. How does this team stack up? Are any of these guys on this list close to David Roddy and Isaiah Stevens? Yes, they're close, but I don't know, guys. Stevens and Roddy are pretty special players. Avila averaged about 17 points per game. Kidd was 11. Gian Clavel was 9. No, he was 9. He did everything else, too, though. He had averaged tons of boards per game. I mean, he did everything on the floor. 5 rebounds per game. Bayerano averaged 7. They were maybe their top 4 or 5 were collectively better than the current top 4 or 5. But I also feel like the Rams are so deep even throughout the bench. But I don't know. Roddy and Stevens are certainly up there as two of the greatest Rams to do it. Roddy, look at the numbers he's putting together so far. He's averaging 20 points per game, 7.7 rebounds per game. He has 24 assists on the year, 11 steals, 13 blocks. Isaiah Stevens, not far from those numbers. He's averaging, well, his point total's not there, but again, being the point guard, he's facilitating. He's getting a lot more assists. He's averaging 14 points per game, 3 rebounds per game, and he's got 73 assists in the year. He's a stud player right there. Man, it's a good deal. Is Angel in charge of the halftime activities? Oh, gremlins. That's what we say.
Yeah, that's not my job.
It's out of your control.
No, I don't set that thing up over there. So,
are you passing the buck, Angel? Is that what you're doing? Are you passing the buck right now? UNC's on bad beats again. They got Arizona coming up. Do you think they'll be on bad beats again this week? Here's SVP on his bad beats. The Bears have been on there twice now. Twice in what? 3 weeks? 2 weeks? 2 weeks in a row. Here it is.
Take inventory. I think we should point out that through the years there have been some places that seem to be particularly fertile ground for bad beats. Ruston, what's up? Reno, how you feeling? Las Cruces, thinking about you. When you make part two of bad beats 2 weeks in a row, you're on the map.
The new capital.
What is it, Steve? Say it out loud.
Greeley.
Greeley.
You're welcome.
There you go.
Greeley. At least he got it right. They figured it out.
Good old Cowtown.
Okay, so they were supposed to beat South Dakota by how much?
The total points was 140.
Oh, that was what it was for. So it was the over-under?
The last two games for UNC, the over-under has been taken.
And did they get it? Or they didn't get it?
They didn't get it.
What was the over? What was it? I don't remember what it was.
Total bet was 140.5. The total point score between UNC and South Dakota was like 146.
Well, there you go.
No such thing as bad press, Brady.
No, there's really not. So the matchup predictor for ESPN's given the Bears a what? Give me a percentage, you think, Angel? Give me a percentage chance you think. Now, I know you're giving the Bears 100% chance to win.
Of course.
But what do you think the national media is giving the Bears chances to win against Arizona?
Probably less than 3.
1.5% chance to beat Arizona.
Still a chance.
Yeah, there's a chance. Arizona beat Illinois, and that was a crazy game. They went 83-79. They're in 30 points. Creasa with 19. I mean, it's a loaded basketball team.
Well, I mean, the Bears have done pretty decent against D1 teams so far this season. Haven't won any of the games, but they've competed in those games, and that's what you want for these guys, and a nice little check for the school doesn't hurt.
Well, against Texas, they bounced back, and they were good. They were pretty good in that second half. They were getting blown out in the first, but then they came back. Yeah, I kind of made it a game. They lost 62-49. CSU, an undefeated top 23 team, the Bears were up 13 points with 4 minutes to go. So does that say more about UNC? Does that say less about CSU? Or is there some truth in between? This is gonna be fun. I know, like, the Bears alumni, they're doing a bunch of fun stuff there in Arizona. They're all meeting up for watch parties and stuff, or getting together, and then they're going to the game or whatever. It's an opportunity to get on some national exposure, and if you hang in, maybe Bodie will have one of those nights. He's going to have to. I mean, here's what has to happen for Arizona. To beat Arizona, Bodie has to have 30. Dalen's got to double-double it with, like, in the 20s and then 12 assists. Core John Cooch probably needs to get 20 boards. I'm just throwing stats out for you. Like, Core, those are some big boys.
Starting five, everyone needs to have a double-double.
Everybody needs to have a double-double. Everybody needs 30 points.
Core needs a triple-double, actually.
Yeah, Core needs a triple-double.
I need some assists from him. Just go have fun.
Yeah, it's an opportunity.
Go compete. Go play basketball.
It's a heck of an opportunity. There's no pressure. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Let's get Bodie Hume on the show. We'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFK.
If you want nuggets insight, then you want the Hull Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
Minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Getting pumped up, are we? Are we ready to rock and roll? The Bears with the huge test coming up tomorrow night. You're going to have that game right here on 103.1 and 1310 and 1310KFK.com going up against number eight, the Arizona Wildcats. On to talk with us a little bit about that and the experience, Bodie Hume, the man himself. Bodie, how are you, my friend? Good to catch up with you.
Yep, doing great.
All right, so take us through this process, man. So what's the week look like for you? Because I know this is kind of a little more than the game. You know, I know a lot of alumni are going to be there. This is a pretty big event for the UNC Bears.
Yeah, it's actually going to be a very special event for a lot of us. We get to be around a lot of the boosters this weekend that have helped us along the way, especially going to Puerto Rico and Hawaii and a lot of these trips. So it's been kind of cool, and it'll be really cool to get to meet and interact with them and have them go through the day of the life of a college athlete again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think that's a special thing too. That's what, and I really admire what Coach Smiley does. And you know, I'm fortunate to do some of the Zoom calls, and we're talking to the donors. But when you're talking about some of the things that go along with being a supporter of the Bears, I mean, my goodness, you guys really do a fantastic job as coaches and players to open up to the donors, to really take them through, because it is such a unique opportunity, and for us in Greeley to have a D1 basketball program that's been so good over the years. I mean, I think that's a really neat thing.
No, yeah, absolutely. And it's a lot of fun for us to give back to, not necessarily to give back, but just show love to the community and the people that support us along the way.
Talking to Bodie Hume with the UNC Bears. They get set for, well, a big test against the Arizona Wildcats. And you guys have had some interesting games against these top teams. Now, I know CSU was not ranked when you played them, but you and I have talked about that game. Heck of an effort there. You guys almost pull away the win there. And then that second half against Texas. So you're at least, that's got to bode well for you, Bodie, for as far as looking forward to the game. Angel's shaking his head. He's like, damn you, Brady, you went there. But that's got to kind of help you coming into a game like this, right?
Oh, no, absolutely. I think throughout my 4 years and being a part of the people that have been around for our 4 years with Matt and Trey and Coor and even Dalen playing in the Pac-12 for a couple of years, it really helps us with the experience aspect of it, not really going in scared by any means. So it's nice for us to be able to play a team like this. It's something that I've never gotten to do, but it's something that's going to be special, and it's something that ultimately we're used to playing really, really good teams.
I mean, this is one of those basketball schools, you know. This is one of the McHale Center. I mean, everything about this school is, we're always talking about Arizona and the legendary status. So what does this mean for you? I know you've played in some big arenas, some big stadiums too. What is this like for you personally, Bodie?
It's just going to be something like I actually did a newsletter with Coach Brett Klopfer, Ops guy for the website, and I said, like, the biggest thing that I've been this year is just taking in the moment, taking in the atmosphere of all the places. I mean, I went and played Texas this year, and every time I went in, I got cheered, booed completely. Bodie sucks. So hopefully it doesn't happen in Arizona.
Wow.
But just to get to know the atmosphere there is actually a lot of fun, and just to see, like, watch film of the amount of people that are in the gym is just incredible.
Do you look at that and say, man, that's what I want? Hopefully I'm laying that foundation, because we know Colorado, you know, there's some amazing basketball going on. There really is. But for, you know, people are still getting the hang of all these great teams in the area, because for the last few years, I think collectively there's been a lot of teams. Do you look at that and say, man, guys, this is what we could all be someday if we're all rolling like this, playing against each other, creating those rivalries?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think especially like being able to play Colorado schools, CU, CSU, and stuff like that every year is going to be really big for us, as well as just knowing that Greeley's starting to become on the map and getting some national exposure. I guess you could say we're on Bad Beach for the second time this year, which is really cool. And just getting to play schools like Arizona and Texas and CSU even is just a great experience for us.
when you can hear SVP on ESPN say Greeley a couple of times, man, I mean, I think there's a lot of people that are pretty pumped about that. And even if it's bad beats, you know, it's the gambler stuff, it's great. People connect with that sometimes more than the beginning of the game. So I thought that was a pretty special thing. What's it like being booed, too? Because, I mean, come on, you play with a lot of these teams in the conference, you kind of know them and such, but then you go to these teams like Arizona, these fans can be rabid, man. They can be absolutely vicious.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think it's definitely something that is a good and a bad thing. I mean, at the end of the day, people from Texas or maybe even from Arizona know who I am and know who I am well enough to boo me. So
you take it more like a that's like the highest compliment.
Yeah, in a way, for sure. I think I've learned to have tough skin, tougher skin, I guess you could say, than most of the people, because of most opportunities I've had. And so, like, for me, getting booed is not that bad of a thing. It's when no one really knows who you are, and no one really wants to put two and two together, or if you suck, and they just make it known that you suck, even though they don't know who you are. That's the worst part, I guess.
I think it's so cool, to be honest with you, Bodie. Like, people looking at your numbers, looking at your career, you got a top 10 team in the country, a team that could who knows, maybe win the whole thing. Maybe some people are picking them to. They're circling a few of you guys, but they're saying, we cannot leave Bodie freaking Hume open, man. Like, that's got to be kind of a cool thing for you to know. You're going to be a big target as far as their game plan goes.
Yeah, no, it's definitely been a lot of fun and a lot of fun to see how people have guarded me throughout the years and the type of atmosphere that comes with it, and the type of defense that you're going to receive day in and day out as the years go on. You know, as a freshman, no one really cared about me. I just stood in the corner and got open shots. And now it's a lot harder for me to get open shots, and I have to do a lot more and then practice a lot more, which is good for me.
Do you find, and again, you guys have been doing this for the last few years now, but does it get difficult? I always wonder with great shooters, you know, trying to find those spots and creating the plays and working through those screens. You guys constantly have to be creative, right? You're always in the lab with the coaching staff just saying, hey, what are some new plays that we can get that's not being absolutely deciphered by other teams because maybe they've seen it before?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Our coaches do a really good job of drawing up new stuff and keeping everything fresh for us. And then as well as, like, for us, it's about practice and knowing where our shots are on the floor. Cause in all seriousness, it's very statistical. A shot for me from the left elbow or from the left wing to the right wing for a three is completely different. I'm shooting a lot higher percentage from the left wing than I am from the right wing. So it's random stuff like that that you have to figure out and, like, helps you get to the spots that you need to get to.
What is that like, too, knowing your spots? And I mean, because, again, you're one of those great shooters. You can shoot from all over the place. But then when you look at the statistics, does that help you? Does that mess with you at all when you're shooting, when you are forced into those spots where you're not, you know statistically you're not as good? Does that mess with you mentally at all?
Sorry, excuse me. No, I don't think it messes with me really that much. I think it's just knowing, like, a confidence thing, knowing that since I've been able to shoot as well as I have for a long time, I'm going to be confident shooting anywhere I want. Just knowing that if we need a basket or if we need something to go in, then I can get to that spot, and that's where I'll make a good shot, and I'll have a good shot on the ball.
We're talking to Bodie Hume. We catch up with Bodie every single week thanks to First Advantage. We sure appreciate their support. They've been huge Bodie Hume fans, huge UNC basketball fans as long as I've known them. Bodie, what's the message like from Coach Smiley, from this coaching staff to you guys when you're talking about Arizona tomorrow night?
Just to have fun. Stay competitive and know that we're going to have a lot of matchup issues, but we're going to be able to guard them to the best of our abilities, and just to make sure we have fun with it. That's the biggest key in these games, and knowing that we get to be here and get to be a part of this.
Well, I've watched a little bit of Arizona. Obviously, that Illinois game I was watching, I watched them just dismantle Wyoming. Can you give us something that sticks out to you from the player's point of view? Because you're watching film a heck of a lot closer than guys like me sitting on my couch. What are some of the specifics that stick out about this Wildcats team?
They got some guys that really are really good on the block and have that opportunity to score really anywhere from the restricted arc. So that's going to be tough for us. Um, they basically start two five men, and for the big sky, that's really unheard of. You don't really see people start two five men. It's usually an undersized four and a big guy. So that's going to be a big change for us. And then as well as like they have a lot of talent in the guard spot, but they also have some flaws to where they can't shoot as very well. So we're going to be able to guard them and adapt to that a little differently.
So what are you seeing that you see? Okay, with their obviously that's going to be tough, as you mentioned, in the big sky. They're going to play two big guys essentially. It's certainly going to mean a lot of work for Coeur. But does that do you look at that and say that's where we got to take advantage with the guard play? That's where we got to take advantage those outside shooting and just find ways to get open and try to neutralize that attack a little bit.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think for me, being a faster four-man and being a little bit quicker with dribbling and stuff like that, it's definitely a matchup nightmare for both of us. So I'm undersized, I will admit that. So I have to guard a guy that's about 6'10", 240 pounds, and that's perfectly okay with me because that makes him slower than me, honestly. And I get more opportunities to set screens and get off screens and have our guards be more open or me be more open, and it just helps everything out a lot on the offensive end.
Oh, man, we're excited to see this one, excited to hear from Jerry Schimmel on this call, rooting for you guys. It's a hell of an experience. Do have fun. Enjoy it. You got so many big games coming up, including this one that we've circled. So, man, just the best of luck from us here, and enjoy the week, my friend.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
All right, we'll catch up with you next week, okay?
Yep, see you, Brady.
All right, there's Bodie Hume for the UNC Bears. He needs to go for 30. I'm not going to tell him that because I don't want to mess with his head. I want him to be a candidate for player of the week, Angel. I think we need him. So we got Nikola Jokic in for sure. He's in the mix. And we'll see if we get a Bear, Ram, Buff, Bron. I mean, this is all open, too. I can throw an Avalanche player in there if you want me to, Angel. I'm already
the Avs playing right now?
Are they playing? Oh, crap.
We have not talked about the Avs.
They are playing. They're playing right now. The season started. Are you sure?
I thought they shared the stadium with the Nuggets and they had to wait their turn. I don't know.
Yeah, they do. They wait. Well,
Nuggets have been gone for 2 weeks.
They play the same night. Actually, they just have to wait. You know, it's like
the house to themselves for a couple weeks. The Nuggets haven't been there.
I get so much, and I like the Avalanche, but my listeners know I'm not a hockey guy. Are you a hockey guy?
I am in April.
Give me
in
a
May.
Well, that's what we asked yesterday. The question was, what's the most exciting thing going on right now? And people were mad at me because I didn't put the Avs in there. They've won four in a row. I don't even put the Nuggets in there. The only thing I put in the Nuggets was the fact that Nikola Jokic is chasing a back-to-back MVP. That's significant. 33 minutes after the hour. We're going to talk to Mike Brohard next. It's exciting times going on for Colorado State. Let's talk to Mike about it. First, let's get the latest on the Local Sports Flash.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams. You're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Thirty-eight minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, it's Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. You're listening to The Hull Show. Joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline is Mike Brohard with CSURams.com and RamWire Insider. Boy, Mike, nothing exciting going on for Colorado State these days. My goodness, the Rams are rocking and rolling. For my money, man, I mean, the most exciting talk in the state is all things Colorado State.
Yeah, there's a lot of great things happening up here. I mean, Nico Medved and his program cracked the rankings. They're number 23 in both the AP and the coaches poll. And then, I don't know, I guess people get kind of excited about signing day. So I think that's tomorrow. Yeah,
I think people are pretty. Now I know you can't get into specifics with us, but my goodness, folks are on Twitter left and right, and that's the beauty of Twitter. You know, I've certainly talked about some of the negatives about Twitter over the years, but if you can keep up, there's a lot of excitement going on. If you're following Twitter, you're seeing all these players tweeting, committing, recommitting, transfer portals. I mean, my goodness, it's very difficult to keep up with. I don't know how coaches do it anymore.
No, I mean, it's a flurry of activity. Obviously, I can't say anything until kids are signed. But if you are active on that social media realm of Twitter, I'm sure you've seen that there are kids that are pronouncing their love towards Colorado State and Jay Norvell and his staff. And you could probably put two and two together and come up with a recruiting class on your own. But, yeah, no comments. It's just I think people can tell that, you know, there's just a certain skill set that this coaching staff is looking for and a certain type of player that they're looking for, and they're drawing some attention to bring them here to Fort Collins now.
Mike, are we going to see the return of wide receiver you with this new coaching staff?
Well, if you're going to throw it 30 to 40 times a game, I'm going to think, yeah, you're probably going to see receivers play a lot more of an active role in this offense again, kind of like it was under, you know, both in the McElwain era and under Bobo. They're going to throw the ball a lot. The tight end will still be active, though just not as much, and it'll be a different type of tight end that they're looking for, because they're really probably about 75% of the time last year. CSU was in 12 personnel, and then probably 15% of what was left was maybe in 13 personnel. So tight ends won't be used in the same manner or as much in the air raid. But, yeah, this ball, it's going to be an exciting brand. If people love the passing game, they're going to love this offense.
Yeah, and I mean, talk about exciting, though. I mean, you're seeing members of his coaching staff already. They're all over Twitter. Another great opportunity to check out and see what's going on Twitter. This coaching staff, they're pumping people up. They're tweeting stuff out. I love it. Now, I know there are some coaches and staffs that kind of like to keep everything pretty close to the chest, and that's not to say this staff won't. They're not going to give us everything. I get that. But there is something to me about pumping your chest a little bit, saying, hey, we are here. We're gonna make some noise. I absolutely love it. I'm thoroughly entertained.
Yeah, I mean, here's the exciting thing, and I think the fans have really embraced us, is that many members of Jay's staff have embraced being here, what Colorado State's about, what they want to build here. They've been active on social media. They've been interacting with fans. They're showing that they really want to be part of this community, and they want to build something special here. And I can understand why the fan base would be excited about that.
We had a chance last week. I mean, we do interviews on this show, Mike, and typically 15 minutes or so. We talked to Coach Norvell for 30 minutes, and I think I asked one question. I'm just listening. I'm a student now of this game, just listening to him talk football. He's literally written a book on wide receivers, such a wealth of football knowledge. It's got to be cool for you, Mike, because, again, I know you write so many great stories, so many great insightful stories about them, not just the X's and O's, but sometimes the personality. This is going to be... You got to be licking your chops a little bit about some of these great football minds that we're dealing with here.
You know, the cool thing about my job, whether I was at the Reporter Herald or whether it's here now, and I really enjoy my job here now, is that you get different perspectives because the student athletes change, the coaches change, and not every coach has the same philosophy. And there's more than one way to skin a cat. So it's really interesting to get to know what makes the mind of Jim McElwain or Mike Bobo, or getting to know what Jay Norvell is going to be like and how he thinks and how he clicks. And it's been interesting so far just to sit there and talk with him a little bit about it. The time I got with him, you know, Mike Leach was a big influence on him. And so, we talked a little bit about this. I sat down with Mike Leach at one time and talked to him about, you know, the concept of where his system came from. And he stole a little bit from, you know, what Lavelle Edwards was doing at BYU, but also went back to the principles of the option offense of, you know, Bud Wilkinson in Oklahoma, because that was all about trying to get your playmakers in space. And Leach's approach was, let's do it via the pass instead of with a pitch in the run game. And so people have different concepts of how to make things work. And the basis of football is, get your playmakers the ball in space. That's not going to change because that's how magic happens. How you go about doing that is what makes it interesting. I listen to these coaches talk and what their thoughts and their principles are and how you can achieve that. And every, like I said, every coach is different. Jay's going to have a little bit different approach, and it's going to be really interesting to find out what makes his mind click.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We're talking to Mike Brohard with CSURams.com and RamWire Insider, and we're going to get a lot more details tomorrow throughout the week about some of the new members of the Colorado State Rams football team. But Mike, let's look over at that basketball team. My goodness, 10-0 finally. I know fans were just clamoring, ready to go, and rightfully so, to see this team crack that top 25. They're right there. They're at 23, and it's two big tests coming up before we get into conference play. Tulsa and Alabama on that list. Should be an interesting one this weekend against Tulsa.
Yeah, two really good games. And, you know, they get to go back to Texas. They get to play Tulsa, same arena. And then a few days later, they're going to go to Birmingham. They're going to face another top 25 team in Alabama who's playing really well. It's just two really good chances for them to showcase who they are as a team and how they get things done. I mean, it's been exciting for Amber basketball to watch. They haven't had the greatest starts every game, but they do find a way to close, and that's what makes this team kind of fun to watch. They really do stick with their game plan, what they do, what they know they do well. They don't lose confidence if they're down, and they just stick to it. And I think a lot of that comes from you're seeing a team that has grown up together, and so it's a collective maturity amongst them that keeps themselves calm.
Mike, reading, seeing the last time, of course, this Rams team was in that top 25 back in the 2014-15 season. And then just going back, I mean, we were really just starting to break into more of our CSU coverage here at the time. But, man, we picked a good time to do it. There were some amazing players on that roster. Can you answer this question? Who would win between the 2014-15 roster and the current roster for the Rams?
That's a good question. Those are always fun questions to talk about, because the game has changed a little bit. The teams are different. I'm going to say this year's team would win. I just like the way that they're built. I like the way that you can have a different star on any given night. I think you have players that are playing roles in a very positive, strong fashion. And sometimes a little bit more is needed out of a John Tonje from one night to the next, and he delivers. And I think you're seeing the growth of a Jalen Rose or a Jalen Lake. And I also think, you know, you're seeing a continued development of David Roddy and Isaiah Stevens and even Kendall Moore and, you know, the two posts and Moore's and Deshaun Thomas. And, you know, Thistlewood is still, you know, he's still such a calming influence and such a clutch shooter. There's a lot to like about this team, and that's why I think I would like this team in that matchup.
Yeah, just so many great players on this roster. No questions. Why it's a special team. It's why they're undefeated right now, and it's why you know, two big games coming up. And I think a lot of people look at that Alabama game and say, why not? So should be very interesting. Mike, what do you have for us that we can check out at CSURams.com? I know there's something coming out every 5 minutes, it seems like, between covering some of the, you know, the awards coming out for some of the great football players over the last season, basketball, the current coaching staff. There's a lot we can get our hands on.
Yeah, and I'm going to be busy this week. So, like, I'll have something on the women's basketball team. They're off to a 9-1 start. I did talk to Jalen Lake today for a story I'm going to do on him, and I think we mentioned it's signing day tomorrow. Trey McBride seems like there's a new All-America team for him every day.
Yeah.
So kind of keep your eyes open for him. You know, it's interesting time for him because he's being acknowledged for everything that he's done here, but he also has to do a quick pivot to what comes next. And I think many Ram fans are very excited to see what will come for him in the NFL draft in late April and where he might go and how he's going to do. And you know, he's got a combine and he's got the Senior Bowl to go. You know, this is a kid that has stayed true to form from the day he signed to now. And that's, what can I do today to make myself a better person and a better player? And that's not going to change about Trey. And I think that's why Ram fans around here loved him so much.
Yeah, I'm going to be a great representative of Colorado State for years and years to come in the NFL. Mike, appreciate you as always, my friend. I know it's a crazy time for you, but appreciate you getting you on for a few minutes.
Yeah, I still have to do my Christmas shop. So.
Hey, yeah, I got some suggestions. We'll talk off the air.
All right, sounds good.
All right, man. Mike Broard, CSURams.com. 48 minutes after the hour, we got to take a quick break, wrap up on the other side. What do we have on TV tonight? It's a big college basketball night. But what else? We'll talk about it next.
Hear Bears basketball on the Voice of the Bears. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. You do have the Avs going at it tonight. We do have that, Angel, and maybe you should start, maybe that should be your homework, is just start watching all things Colorado Avalanche so you can be our insider. We need an Avs insider. What do you think?
I don't know anything about hockey, so
I don't think half the people
I will
talk
tell you the score of the game and who scored, but that's about it.
At least I'm not one of those guys, and you guys know who I'm talking about. You listen to shows, you listen to sports shows, and you get people come on and say, "Oh, how about them Avalanche last night? You know, they won," and then they go through the score. They won 3-0, and McKinnon had a goal, and the goalie had 43 stops. I can read that. I mean, at least I'm admitting to you guys, okay, I'm more of a basketball football show. We talk Rockies as well. That's the realm you're going to get here. We do a lot of work covering basketball, college football, pro football, pro basketball, a little bit of Rockies. At least I'm not blowing smoke saying, "Hey, for Avs talk, tune into the whole show." It's the worst kind of, it's a bait and switch, man. I'm not doing that to you. But the Avs do play tonight, 7 o'clock ESPN Plus against the Rangers. So the Avs have been rolling, man. What else we got on the tube?
Tonight, I got a little treat for you CSU fans. If you want to get a quick preview of Alabama, they are playing at Memphis tonight.
Is Memphis any good?
Memphis is 5-4, but they are a pretty good team. They've lost 4 straight, so they're looking to bounce back. But that is tonight at 7 on ESPN. Alabama's a 3.5 favorite.
That's a good... I know you're an Alabama guy, but that's a good note by you. That's a great note by you, because I think Rams fans should watch this game tonight.
Oh, no, definitely. Bama's a very fun team to watch. I would keep an eye out for freshman guard J.D. Davison. He plays from my hometown, so he's got a lot of support for
me. Do you know
him?
Can we get him on the show?
I don't know him personally.
No. Reach out. Say, "Hey, hometown guy, get him on the show." Rivalry week. We're building a new rivalry. They're only 3.5-point favorites in this game. So Memphis must be – they're 5-4. Who have they played? All top 20 teams or what?
Their last 4 losses are to Iowa State, Georgia, Ole Miss, and Murray State.
Okay.
So,
well,
that's pretty tough.
Yeah.
Bama's coming off 2 wins over Gonzaga and Houston.
So, we covered that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we take that, right?
Yeah. Early preview for Bama. They like to shoot the 3, and if they are lighting it up from 3, they're not going to stop.
Over-under is 154. That's a scary one.
That's, yeah.
College hoops over-unders.
I take the spread over that.
Yeah, go with the spread. Well, I would imagine. I'm going with the spread there, yeah. I'm gonna go there for sure. That's really the only... I mean, I guess what? Texas plays Arkansas Pine Bluff, Auburn, and North Alabama.
Gross.
Ew. Nothing major. Not a lot of, like, really gigantic games tonight, right? Well, there you go. That's one to watch. That should be a good one, actually. If the spread's saying 3.5, then it should be a decent game. So, hey, well,
ESPN has Memphis predicted to win 53%. So, what do they know?
What is that?
That's why I was confused, because Bama's at a 47% matchup predictor, but they're a 3.5.
What the? Bama's the favorite on the line, but Memphis is predicted to win? Huh?
According to ESPN's Basketball
hurt?
Power Index.
Is Alabama having COVID issues?
Nope. They are healthy and good to go.
Dude, that's weird. Why is that? It's seriously Alabama minus 3.5. But Memphis is 53% chance of winning. I don't know anymore. That just means bet on this one. 5 minutes until the top of the hour. We got betting across America. Maybe they'll look at this one with Mike Pritchard and the gang. And then the Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary coming up. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Good night, Northern Colorado.